Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, can you tell me the status of my order in my account?
Okay, what do you hear?
Can I get into an account online?
I'm sorry?
Is there an account I can access online?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and what is that? Like OMAX.com or something?
Yes, ma'am.
So OMAX.com, is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Can you provide me with your excuse me, your zip code and, or your last name?
Well, 60305.
Even your last name?
Siebenek, S-I-E-B-E-N-E-C-K.
And verify your shipping address for me.
Shipping address, PO, let's see, what do I have that? I think that comes to the Oak Park address, I think. Let's see, what is that again? 805 Lake Street, Oak Park, Illinois.
Thank you. I do see here we had our, well, no, it's not that one, it's not that one. Do you have another one?
Another one, what?
Another address.
P.O. Box 5032, River Forest, Illinois, 60305.
Thank you. I do see here we had our Ultra Pure 2-box set. We receive it every 2 months. How can I help you?
So when is the next shipment due to be shipped?
The 28th.
Okay. So are you shipping to more than one address?
No, ma'am. We're just shipping to the P.O. Box 503.
Okay. So can you go ahead and cancel the recurring orders, and then I'll just order it as needed?
Okay. What if I could do a discounted price? Would that interest you at all?
No, that's okay. I actually have kind of a big supply here waiting. So when I run out, I'll just call.
No problem. This ain't Lucia's customer. I mean, we do have our cryo freeze roll-on if you want to try that.
Have a what?
Cryo freeze roll-on. It helps with, like, joint pains, things of that nature.
Oh, no. Yeah, just...
All right, well, I went ahead and canceled that for you today. That does stop all future transactions effective immediately. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Okay, and then... Yeah, I haven't really looked at your website that much. So if when I want to order again, I can just go on there and order it?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so then just to clarify, so do you have my credit card on file?
The one we have here, Inigan 005, American Express.
What do you have for the expiration date on that?
02/23.
So it's ending in 005. Is that an American Express?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, that card, you know, can you just remove that card and I'll get you an updated one? I don't know.
Do you
want to
go? You want to go ahead and put that in now?
No. Take my card off.
No problem.
So it's ending in 005. That card, which one is it? You know, which American Express card is that?
I wouldn't know. I mean, 05. Expiration date's February 23.
Yeah, well, I don't have any card that ends in February 23, so I don't know, you know. Anyway, just get rid of it. I don't have one like that. So somehow, I think it's coming through as 05 or something, like 005. Anyway, that card has been expired, and somehow they're putting it through anyway. So can you just remove that card from my account?
No problem.
And then when I order again, I'll get a, you know, a more updated card. And usually I don't like to store cards on websites anyway. I just put them in, you know, as they come up. So, and who am I speaking with again?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius. Okay, perfect.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. So you've gone ahead and canceled it, taken my card off, and then my plan is I'll call back in when I need to order again, correct?
All right.
All right, perfect. You have a great weekend. Thanks so much for your help.
You too. Thank you for calling OMEX. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye.